We were sitting next to a millionaire.
That scene from Forrest Gump was exactly what my sister and I said after having dinner last week in Italy. Rome, to be specific. Did I tell you I was in Italy last week, Tim?
Oh, here we go, producer Jess. Did you know that John was in Italy?
We were in Rome, we were at one of the typical restaurants where it was like 15 tables.
Sure.
Okay. If you sit next to somebody, you're basically having dinner with that person.
Yeah.
My sister and I were at one of those tables, and next to us was this gentleman eating by himself, having a full meal. Very unassuming. We gave him a polite nod and a smile, and we carried on with our dinner. Didn't really converse. Every once in a while, I could see him listening to us through my peripheral, maybe cracking a smile here and there. But, you know, just ate his dinner. We ate our dinner, enjoying.
He was clearly aware of the conversation you were having with your sister.
As we were about to wrap up our food, we were getting our Mandarin orange sorbet.
Okay.
Oh, God. He asks where we're from. We tell him where we're from. We ask him the same question. He says he's from Mexico.
Okay.
His name is Pepe.
All right.
I say, well, Pepe, you know, I live close to Mexico. Where in Mexico are you? Pepe looks at me and says, I have no home. And I got to be honest with you. First instinct for me was, like, oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, no. Oh, you thought it was going to be a whole story? Maybe he was like going to say, could you pay for my
meal? I'm so hungry. I didn't know.
For sure.
So, I mean, what do you mean you have no home? Well, he goes on to say, I made a very conscious decision as a young man. I was not going to be tied down. I was not going to live by rules of normal society.
Okay.
And when I met my wife, I told her the same thing. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's a real romantic notion.
Yeah.
You know, just go wherever you want to go.
Sure.
Who does that? How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out this guy, this unassuming guy we're sitting next to, made a lot of good investments on land and now is loaded.
We were sitting next to a millionaire.
And gotcha. He and his wife travel and live wherever they want.
Oh, nice.
Here is, and I swear you're going to think I'm making this up, but I'm not. He was legit leaving Rome the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I asked what his plans were. He said, well, we're going to go to the airport and buy two tickets to Africa.
Okay.
I said, wait a second. You're legit telling me you've got no plans to go to Africa at all. You're going to the airport tomorrow. You're going to the ticket stand. You're saying two tickets to Africa, please.
Yeah.
Kind of like tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay. Wow. Wow. What a life.
What a life, man.
Yeah.
And my sister and I, we're looking at each other like, this guy's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
We're so going to get our dinner paid for.
Oh, my God. Oh
no,
my God.
I'm just joking, kind of.
Let's all just take a second and think about
imagine?
That. Okay. I don't know how to decide. Let's just throw a dart on a map. Oh,
that's what they do, Tammy.
That's amazing.
You have to have a ton of money to do it, let's be honest.
But, you know, John, I don't know if it takes as much money as you're thinking in your head, because think about it. They don't have a mortgage. They aren't paying property taxes. They don't have a car payment. They're not paying insurance. Yes, you need money. It might not be quite as much as you think, but, man, the freedom there is so crazy.
You know what, though, Tam? It was more than that. And I wish I can delve deeper into why this man made such an impact on me. I don't know where he said something to me that was not at all what we were talking about, but he just looked at me and said something. I'm going to say what he said.
Okay.
And not why it affected me, because it's very personal.
Yeah.
He said, after all, John, you can either make a choice. You can read the same old book, or you can end the chapter. Now, again, I don't want to say why that impacted me the way it did, but it hit me right between the eyes.
Yeah.
And my sister looked at me.
Yeah.
And was like, he's talking to you with her eyes.
Yeah. Like, it was meant, you were meant to hear that.
And he changed me. Again, I wish I could.
It's okay. It's all right. You don't have to.
But
listen, we see it at work. We can totally tell.
Are you serious?
You're a very different person. A very different person. And in a very good way.
That really means a lot to me that you're saying that.
Yeah.
Because I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked if I was depressed about this trip being over. And I said, you know what? The John 2 weeks ago thought I would be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the opposite.
Yeah.
I am so thankful and happy to have done it. I'll be paying it off forever, but
cares?
I still did it.
You can always
and
make
my
more
mom,
money.
I mean, I feel nothing but happiness and gratefulness, not depression.
That's fabulous, John.
And Pepe, you know what you said. You don't know what it meant, but it meant a lot. And I don't know who you are. Maybe you don't even exist. Maybe I don't know who sent you, man.
Yeah.
But it became a lot more than,
we were sitting next to a millionaire.
After that conversation was over. All right, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.